Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Yes, sir. Welcome back to the Hardwood Culture Podcast on the Believe Network, presented by Bet Online. You know me, you know the voice on the guys. Me, really real villain, real to real from Virginia here at your service. And I'm going to make this quick, very, very quick pod because I am actually kind of late. My sister is graduating with her associates today, and then she has prom later tonight. So I have to go try to make both of those events, and I'm already behind the eight ball right now. So very, very jam-packed day for me, and looking forward to it. But not looking forward to talking about what happened last night, because last night was just terrible. We lost out on a lot last night. So everything we had, the Phoenix Suns, on lost out last night when they did not show up to the game yet again. Another elimination game, different cast, same result. They get blown out in a game. Well, this was game six, it was game seven last year. So, very, very disappointing result there for me, because we did have a lot going on the Suns for the series. Had a parlay going on the Suns yesterday. Devin Booker and Kevin Durant were neutralized. They were neutralized this last game. You know, testament to Denver. Shout out to Denver. They really did what they needed to do. Only bet we did hit because we missed Jokic. Jokic had 10 rebounds of freaking course. I mean, the game got out of hand. He didn't even, But we did get Landry Shamet plus money, plus 115 over 1.5 threes. He hit three threes, so at least good read there, and we got something to slow the bleeding down, and now we start, this is when we start to put it together a string of good days. We put together multiple good days and try to make, you know, grow that bankroll and get back out of the, I mean, we're not in a hole because we're still up in the playoffs, like we're up in the playoffs overall, but you know, it's been a couple of days. You've seen money leave the account. You never want to see money leave the account, so looking forward to putting some money back into the account here tonight. But before we talk about what I have tonight, I got to talk to you about betonline.ag, your number one source for all your basketball info, stats, and scores. Everything you need for this year's pro basketball playoffs right here at betonline.ag. They are your number one sports information headquarters for NBA, MLB, NHL, UFC, boxing, all that you need. You can even do card games and casino play right at home with BetOnline. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Be sure to use our promo code BELIEVE, BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That is BELIEVE, BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. All right, let's handle this business here. We have first game, New York Knicks, Miami Heat. Game six, Knicks were down 3-1, looking to force a game seven. All the money's on the Heat. All the money is on the under. Heat are a six-point favorite, 207.5. Okay. There's a lot of money on the Heat. A lot of money. My fandom plus the contrarian in me tells me to take the Knicks here. Not necessarily going to give that out right now. Might be a little risky. maybe, you know, no risky, no biscuit, but I don't know. The Heat are the better team. I'm just kind of leaning on the fact of fading the public has been really, really good just overall. And so here is what I'm going to do for this game. I only have just a couple of plays. I mean, I'm going back to him. I'm going to just give out the one play. I'm going back to Josh Hart, man. 48 minutes from Grimes, 48 minutes from Brunson. That's not happening again. Grimes is a little banged up. Hart's not getting three fouls in the first quarter again. Two and a half, two, like, whatever. You have, I think that they're going to need some extra bench production. Where are they going to get it? Josh Hart. Everything I said last game comes into play in this game. It's just the fact of he got three really early fouls. And by that point, Thibodeau knew the guys he was going with. Grimes was playing really well on both sides of the court. Brunson could not be stopped. Randall picked it up in the second half, so they didn't sit him anymore in the second half. It was writing on the wall for Josh Hart. I think this game goes a lot different. Josh Hart over 6.5 points. That is all I'm going to play in that game. However, very, very close to giving out Brunson assists. Very, very close to giving that out. I'm just going to stick with Hart, though. Okay, game number two, Golden State Warriors and the Los Angeles Lakers. Lakers are a three-point favorite. Open up at 2.5. They are now sitting at 3. 220 is the total. Golden State was getting a lot of money earlier, and the line went the opposite direction. Textbook reverse line movement there. That's a really good system that I like to play in the NBA. It has done me well. It's not hit all the time, but it's hit a good portion of the time that I've always made money from it. I felt like that, you know, this series trended towards the direction of the Lakers just being the better team. They being the deeper team, they're able to get constant, not constant production from a single player, but constant production from different players over the course of the series. You've had your Reeves game, you've had your D'Lo game, you've had your Schroeder game, you've had your Lonnie Walker game. You know, you constantly keep finding somebody else to step up for them in this series. So I don't think this game is any different. I will speak on one player a little bit later because I have a prop on him, but Draymond Green had 20. I think the Lakers say, I dare you to do it again. I dare you to drop 20 again on us. Steph is going to be Steph. We know that. But Klay Thompson, he's been a little shaky. I know this is game six Klay, but we'll see what he's able to do here. He's really struggled over the course of this series. You have Jordan Poole, who has yet to show up to the series at all. So I don't think you're getting much production from either one of those guys. I feel like in this situation, this is a time where LeBron James and Anthony Davis, when it gets to the second half, closer to crunch time, they just straight up say, you guys cannot guard me. You don't have anybody that can guard me, that can stop me. I'm going to be aggressive. I'm going to go out there, give us enough buckets to get us this win and get us some rest before Western Conference Finals on Tuesday. They don't want to go to a Game 7. A Game 7 here is on Monday. Western Conference Finals on Wednesday, I think it is, actually. It's either Tuesday or Wednesday. But either way, neither one of these teams want to force a Game 7 with the rest that Denver is getting. Well, I mean, Golden State wants to force a Game 7 because their season is over. But Lakers don't want to force a Game 7. They want to end this. I think this is similar to the Memphis series. I can see the defense really, really picking up for the Lakers here. And the stars doing what is needed to be done. So Lakers minus 3. That is play number 2. And for play number 3, Andrew Wiggins has a rib cartilage injury. Very, very difficult to play with. Makes it a little bit more difficult to breathe. I can only imagine how it's going to feel if he takes a LeBron shoulder on a drive into his chest. I don't know how. I mean, Wiggins already has struggled his points prop. It's at 16.5. He's only gotten there twice of 5 games this series already. And last game was a really big 25-point game where he did get hurt. I just can't see Wiggins being able, one, fully healthy. He couldn't even put up this stat line for, you know, majority of this series. Now he's got this injury and they're going to go to him and trust him in this game. And he's going to be able to step up. Especially with all the movement, like he back cuts, he does all this stuff. He gets to the rim. You see Wiggins, he can get physical. Like, I think some of that just doesn't work out with this rib injury. I'm taking Wiggins under 16.5 points. It feels very chalky, but I'll do it.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, so there you go. You have my three plays for the day. I'm giving you Josh Hart. Let's do it one more time. Over 6.5 points. I'll probably take that up to 10, too, as well. You have the Lakers -3 and Andrew Wiggins under 16.5. If you are not already, make sure you follow the podcast at HW Culture Pod. Make sure you follow me at Relibro _. Leave a review wherever you listen to your podcast. Please leave a review for the podcast. I truly appreciate that. And this has been the Hardwood Culture Podcast presented to you by Bet Online. I have nothing else to say, nothing else to do, no other way of ending the podcast. Just going to end it like this. We are out of here.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.